Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues I explore on this show. On today's Identify and Heal solo episode, I'm just doing a little short, sweet offering for one of the aspects that's coming in for this upcoming solar eclipse, because to be honest, you guys, I'm exhausted. This eclipse season has put me out. It has been a rough and tumble week, to say the least. So I just want to offer a little bit of insight into what may be coming up, what may be some of the underpinnings of the shifts and changes that are occurring during this time that might accelerate and climax during the solar eclipse this coming Monday, the 8th. But otherwise, that's all I got to give you because I need a rest. So take a listen and enjoy. Hey, everybody. Whitney here with an Identify and Heal solo episode. And as I shared in the intro, this is going to be a pretty laid back, mellow episode because I am oh so tired. This past week and a half since that lunar eclipse last Monday has been wild and exhausting and upsetting and traumatic. And I'm just trying to rest, to rest and relax. Yet I'm not going to for long. I'm actually batch recording today. That's another reason that I'm tired, is that I've been recording to try and catch up because I'm going out of town this weekend. I plan to go up to Rochester so I can be in the path of totality for that amazing eclipse that's happening on Monday. I actually just recorded the full episode about that eclipse that's going to air on Monday. I just recorded that, but now I'm taking a step back to record this one that comes out today on Friday. And I'm doing this because I tacked on a concert. I'm going to leave tomorrow. I'm going to head east. I'm going to go to Connecticut. I'm going to go see a metal concert. I don't know if any of you pegged me for a metal fan, but I love metal. I love rock. I love hardcore concerts. And it's been a long time. And I found out that the band A Perfect Circle is playing, also with Pussifer. The lead singer for both of those bands is Maynard James, who is the lead singer for Tool. So if you like any of those bands, if you like Tool, you would like these guys. They're also playing with, who is it? Primus. Primus feels so old. I feel like when I was in third grade, Primus was like on the radio and I was like, what is this song about a beaver? They do a song about a beaver. Okay, sorry, I'm done. I just wanted to share a little tidbit. Now you know something new about me. I love metal music. I love rock music. I also have a special place in my heart for 90s grunge rock like Limp Bizkit and Korn. And I miss it oh so much and I just had to go. So I found out about it and I bought a ticket. So I'm going to go out there and then I'm going to head to Rochester to go soak up the solar eclipse after I soak up some metal. And that's my plan. Hopefully that revives me. Maybe I should just be sleeping. But I also just needed some movement and some change of scenery and energy because, like I said, it's been a real weird week. It's been an intense week. It's been a difficult week. A lot of emotions, a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of tears. It's been tough. It's been a tough week. Yet we're almost out of eclipse season. But we're not almost out of Mercury retrograde. We're not. So the good times just keep on rolling, right? No, we're going to be fine. I think that good energy shifts will happen with the eclipse, with the solar eclipse. I feel like Mercury retrograde, I think I spoke of this, but almost kind of takes the pressure off a little because I think we'll get inspired, but we don't have to have that impetus to like act right now. But I definitely already talked about that. So I'm not going to talk about that again. What I want to talk about, again, just like kind of easy, breezy, just kind of lighthearted chit chat about what we can think about. Because some of you like me may have already felt some eclipse shifts happening, some eclipse turmoil, shifting things pulled from our life, brought to our life, challenges, old emotions coming up. Maybe that's been happening. I read this message this morning online. I actually speak about this as well in the episode I'm releasing on Monday about the eclipse. So you're going to hear this twice, but whatever. It's worth repeating. It bears repeating. It's a great message. So it's from this account called Source Messages on Instagram. Highly recommend you follow them. I really love their stuff. And I read this morning and it just hit me. This encapsulates basically my experience so far of eclipse season. See if it resonates with you. The old you is begging for attention, but stay on track because you're so close to manifesting the vision you've held for yourself. This is no time to backtrack. No time to worry or give doubt any space. You've doubted yourself in the past and always came through. Don't get out of character now that things are shifting in necessary ways to deliver that which you've been asking for. Okay, so this just hit me because I realized some of the stuff that came up for me was due to me listening to my old self. And I just love that phrase, the old you is begging for attention. Because to me, that's the little voice. It could be our inner child. It could be our past self that's like, hey, I need this. I need this because our inner child has needs. Our little self, our younger selves, our older selves have these needs, perceived needs. Remember that. Perceived needs that the old you had 5, 10, 15 years ago. But you've learned that you don't need those things. You've learned lessons. But it's just like almost, it feels very akin to addiction. These things can call to us and say, hey, pick me back up again. Pick this back up. Get back engaged with this. Give me your attention. Let's get upset about this again. Let's look at this again. Let's dig up this old shit again. And no disrespect to our older selves. We don't ever want to condemn them or push them away. It's never about that. It's always about integrating. But we don't want to take the bait. We don't want to play in to what our older self is begging for us to engage with. For example, if somebody is trying to get you riled up or trying to get you upset or worked up about something, they're trying to sort of prod you and push you. Maybe an older version of ourselves is very adamant about defending ourselves and being reactive, but you've learned that that never really goes anywhere. But this particular situation is particularly upsetting. That's when we have to recognize that's the old me speaking in my ear, telling me like, hey, you should really fucking stand up to this person. You should really give him a piece of your mind. Don't do that. Maybe don't do that. Stay on track. Like this message says, keep your eyes forward, eyes on the prize. You're so close to manifesting the vision you've held for yourself. We've all, if you're listening to this podcast, you're holding a vision for yourself. You've been working your fucking ass off over these years of challenges and changes and upheaval and dark nights of the soul and soul retrieval and inner child and all the fucking shit we go through. Every new moon, every full moon, every goddamn eclipse and Mercury retrograde, all this shit comes up and it's so challenging. Don't let it take you back now. Don't lose sight of your vision. Don't backtrack. It's no time to worry or give doubt any space. That's another powerful message because doubt creeps in, right? Well, maybe I should do this. Well, maybe I should be upset about what this person did to me. Maybe I should be upset about what happened. Maybe I should question about what it means about me. Maybe I should take it personally because that's what the old you would do. But is that what you want to do? This eclipse season is bringing that to you. You're going to have these situations you did not expect that come right out of left field where it's like, hey, you're not valuable and you are not worth my time and I don't want you in my life and we don't want you and you're not right for this opportunity and this isn't going to work out for you. And we have to say, okay, okay. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Take care. And not take it personally and not engage with our old self who's saying, hey, what does that mean? Does that mean that we don't matter? Does that mean that we're not lovable? Does that mean that we're not good enough? No. It means it wasn't for you. It means it wasn't right for you. It means we keep moving forward. We do not backtrack. There's no time to doubt. You have set your sights on your vision. You have set your sights on where you want to go. Let nothing deter you from that. And this is coming from somebody who has had about like 3 emotional breakdowns this week. So I'm not saying it isn't hard. I'm not saying that it's easy to not take these things personally and to not have a moment where we fall into that trap of, oh my gosh, this is painful. But you know what? Even then, we're allowed to have emotional reactions. It's what we do with it. An emotional reaction is just stored emotion from the past that's being brought back up. We let it run through us like a wave. And then we get to decide, do we keep dwelling on it or do we say, whoo, shake it off and keep moving forward? Again, not always so easy. I needed about an hour on the couch today to listen to sad music and feel kind of sorry for myself. And now I'm back and I'm recording this. So clearly we can let it run through us and move on. It is possible. It's not easy. It's not fun. Like I said, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Eclipse seasons sometimes hit hard, but I haven't had one hit this hard and I don't remember. Maybe last year. Gosh. When you are a spiritual badass warrior and you've decided to take your soul to the next level, this is what we get, folks. Ain't it fun? That's what you can do. When you're challenged with this shit, put on Paramore. Let's just keep talking about fabulous rock bands. Not metal, but great rock is Paramore. And guess what? It's a lead singer chick. It's a chick lead singer. She's fantastic. Haley, I want to say Williams. She's so cool. Ain't It Fun is a great song by Paramore. And it just helps you laugh it off. Like, this is so ridiculous. The shit we have to go to purge and shed and move forward and move higher in our evolution as a soul. God, just let me out of this. But we signed up for it. So we can't back down now. We can't backtrack. We can't worry or give doubt any space. You've doubted yourself in the past and always came through. Don't get out of character now that things are shifting in necessary ways to deliver that which you've been asking for. If you just keep pushing through, let yourself fall, let yourself tumble down, let yourself have a breakdown, get back up on your feet, and recognize that through this solar eclipse portal, you can move into a completely new experience. The things you've always wanted are really getting close now. I mean it. I know people have said that. They always say, and bless them all that are putting stuff on Instagram, I love you all. Sometimes you're like, okay, well, when is it coming? Like, okay, oh, all your dreams are happening, are coming into fruition. Well, do you have like a date? Do you have a time? I don't have that for you, but I feel like the solar eclipse is really actually going to be a big milestone that we're going to look back on and say, oh shit. Once we passed through April 8th, things really started moving. And again, it might be slowly because we're still in retrograde, but there's going to be things come to light. There's going to be people reaching out. There's going to be a return to more communication, more contact, more activity. And then things really get jumping and jiving. And I think by 2025, a lot of us who are feeling this stuck energy this year, which I've spoken about and I've spoken to others who feel this, that we're going to realize that there's a lot of things coming into place and like everything is being set in 2024, like the momentum is building, like our intention is being figured out, and that it's going to actually take off. And I kind of said that's what this year would be, but I guess it's more like the initial lap around the track before the race actually begins. Like, we're moving, we're doing the motions, like we're doing the things, but they're just not seeming to be like the real deal. But the real deal is there. So don't give up and don't let things knock you back. Don't let things cause you to give up and leave the path that you've set your sights on, that you are on. Don't let the old you deter you and call you to the sidelines and say, no, you have to come comfort me. Give me some attention. I'm sad. Your old self is allowed to be sad. They're allowed to be sad. Like I said, give them an hour, have some time on the couch, cry, and then say, okay, but we're getting back up and we're moving forward because I've heard this story before. I've had this pain before. I know it now. I know what to do about it. I attend to it. I remind myself of who I am. I visualize in my head what I'm moving towards, and what I'm moving towards is not somebody who is lacking anything. I've got everything I got. I got everything I need. I am an amazing, powerful, incredible individual who is here on this world to help shake shit up, and I ain't giving up. No matter how many curveballs I am thrown from eclipse seasons, give me a break. You think an eclipse season can take me down? I don't think so. That's your mantra. Keep going. Keep going. You've got this. You've got this. No time for backtracking. Another message that I saw that I appreciated, it said, in this solar eclipse, you are releasing what's poisonous and inviting more love. Releasing what is poisonous. Why do we drink poison? Because it's tempting. Because it's never presented as poison. It's presented as this like lovely, seductive thing. And we say, I need that. I want that. Again, our old self is like, get that. Get it. Make sure you get that. Try it. Do it. And then we take that poison and we feel like shit all over again. We feel bad. I don't know if I mentioned this quote in another episode, but another little message, I've been collecting messages all week because they've just been jumping out at me. Another thing I saw on Instagram, you can't keep dancing with the devil and ask why you're still in hell. Yeah, that's it. We make the same poor choices. We say, oh no, because it's painted in a different way. It looks, it's in a different coat. So we're like, this is different. This is not the same thing. I can do this. I can take this. I can spend time with this person. I can be intimate with this person. I can try this thing I've tried before that never really served me, but I can try it again because this time it might be different. No, no. It's poison. It's the same old poison. Yes, it will feel good for a minute. It's a substance that will lift you up and then it will drag you down because it's still that devil energy, that conditional energy that's saying, it's trying to tell you that you need it to feel good. You don't. It's your old self saying, oh, you need this. You need to get this person's approval. You need to win over this opportunity. You need to be the best at this. That is called dancing with the devil. Anytime that we accept a conditional offer to try and determine that we are good enough to try and raise our value, we're dancing with the devil. And guess what? The devil will always bring us down. The devil will always deceive you. And the devil is a friend to no one. There is no real devil, but you know what I'm talking about. I've spoken of this, and I want to do a more elaborate episode on this because I talk about it a lot. But to me, the devil is just conditional energy. Anything that makes you feel uplifted and good, but you know deep down, is not good for you. It's not. You'll always end up. And hell is just another word for misery and feeling disconnected from your true self and from source. How many times have you been there? Maybe there's somebody that you used to hook up with, that you used to see. And man, when you guys get together, you have a great time. Maybe there's a lot of chemistry. Maybe there's great sex, whatever it is. And it's so tempting and it's so hot. But then every time afterwards, you feel like total shit because you know that they don't love you. They don't really care about you. And maybe they ignore you. And you're like, God damn it. I fell for it again. I fell for that poison. Don't take the poison. It can come in so many forms, though. It can come in any type of drug or substance. I know not everybody has a problem with drugs and substances, but often there is that temptation of like, I remember when I drank and I'd be like, I just want to fucking go out and party tonight. I just want to get lit and have crazy fun and just see wherever the night takes me. And yeah, some nights were great and not that many repercussions, but other nights I woke up just wanting to die, like hungover, feeling like shit. Maybe I drank too much, didn't know what I said. What did I do? Back in hell. So I'm not trying to be like some pastor who's like telling you guys not to sin and to stay away from the evil. I'm just breaking it down to unconditional versus conditional. When you stay in a place of knowing your worth, knowing that you are unconditionally of worth, of value, loved, you don't need to dance and devil because you have nothing to prove, not to him and not to yourself. You have nothing that you're trying to gain. You know that you have everything you need within you. The devil can only have power, or only lure people in when they think that there's something they're lacking. That's the nature of the devil. Watch any movie that has to do with the devil and you'll see it. It's all about seduction. It's this sexy person, this sexy entity, this sexy energy that's like, guess what I can give you that no one else can give you? And you need me. You need me. And the only reason that the devil's able to win someone over is because they convince them that they are missing something. When you know you're whole and complete and lacking nothing, Nothing can mess with you. Not that conditional, quote unquote, devil energy, as we've come to call it, the devil, but it's just conditional, which is not knowing your worth. So to me, that's what it means, is letting go of the poison, is let that shit out. Let it, it's so seductive and it can be so hard not to want to take a nice big shot of that poison that's going to make you feel valued, that's going to make you feel validated, make you feel loved, give you that excitement. But it's not worth it, because then you're going to end up tumbling back into hell, losing sight of your path, because your path, the path to your vision, to where you're headed toward your growth, is not paved with poison. It's actually the opposite. It's the path that is poisonous-less. It's poisonless. It's the unconditional. It's you not needing anything, not comparing yourself to anyone, not listening to your old self that says, wait, but let's go, let's take this detour quick and let's go pick up this thing that's going to make us feel better about ourselves. No, no, thank you. I am good. But guess what? We have to fall in a certain number of holes before we finally realize to stay out of the holes and just stay on the main road. And I'm saying main road, even though I always speak about being a freaking trailblazer and going your own way. You know what I mean? Like staying on the path ahead, like staying your course. That's all it is. Staying your course, the course that you're blazing, the trail you're blazing. You're forging your own path in the woods, but like stay on it. Don't listen to that voice in the woods that says, here, let me show you another way. Don't listen. They just want something from you. Don't let them tell you. Don't let them charm you. Don't let them tantalize you and seduce you. Follow your path, because that's what's coming up. That's what this eclipse is about. And it's going to get you probably. I've told you to avoid it. I know it got me. That's why I've had a hard week. I got and I had to crawl myself back out of a hole and reclaim myself and my power. But it's good, because again, sometimes you have to tumble into the hole to wake up and realize who you are, have a good refresher. You grow each time you fall. But this eclipse is different than others, because we're in the year 2024, because we're on the fast track to this huge shift in the evolution of humanity. This is bigger. This is like the actual, like, okay, that is the last time I do that. And you know what it is quicker. You're going to realize it. Keep your sights out. Look at the past week and a half since we had that lunar eclipse last Monday. What has come up that made you maybe fall to pieces because you lost something, or you didn't get something, or you felt rejected, or you felt like you missed out, or you felt like you didn't compare to others, whatever it might be? What nerve was it hitting on? What past self was crying out, oh my gosh, why didn't we get that? There's something wrong with us. This didn't work out. This was bad. It was bad that this happened. Reclaim, come back to your true self. That true self with the truth path that says, we didn't need that. What was that about? Let's keep going. We got this. We're strong. We're capable. We're incredible. We are of the divine. We're divine feminine badasses, bringing restoration and balance to the planet. Please move aside. I got to get going. That's what we say from now on. When something comes in and tries to tempt you and give you a good offer, say, no, thank you. Thank you. No, thanks. I know where I'm going. I trust in my path. Oh, but wait, there's a shortcut. Nope. No, no. Not taking your shortcut, because now this is bigger than me. It's not just me making my own little meandering choices. I'm moving forward for a bigger vision. People are going to start coming together. I've been talking about that. We're going to start mobilizing. More people are going to start combining their visions. It's going to have to happen anyways, because Earth is going to become more and more divisive, where people are just going to have to group together with those who align with what they're focused on. And I don't like division, but it's just what's going to happen, because there's going to be so much anger and fighting that people just need to come together with those that they believe in, those that they align with, those who hear them and understand them, and do what we can from there. So that's why this is so important, to stay that path and to not listen to your past self who's begging for your attention, who wants to hold you back, not to take the poison, not to be seduced by that devil energy, not to dance with it and end up in hell and ask, why did this happen again? It happened because we gave in to those old doubts, those old fears, those old senses of conditionality that were only good enough if. No conditions. The conditions are gone. If you fall, get back up. Connect with friends, connect with loved ones. Find what you need to find. Do what you need to do to get yourself back on your feet and remember who you are and move forward. And it can take a lot. I'll tell you, I've talked to like most of my close friends this week to get through the shit that I was going through and to recalibrate myself. And it still hurts. And I'm still struggling, but I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to be just fine because I remember who I am. I know who all of you are, but you know best. You know what you're capable of. And you have a different vision. We all have a little bit of a different vision. We all have a unique path that we're walking here. So stay true to yours. Don't let anything deter you. Just be wary of the pitfalls of this eclipse, but don't let it scare you. We're all going to end up on the other side together. And I really feel that before too long, we're all going to be in better days. I don't know about you all, but for the past year, I've been getting the 10 of cups and the 10 of pentacles constantly. And I'm like, what talking about? I feel nowhere near that, but it's coming. It really is. And if you don't know it, the 10 of pentacles is a happy family, home, life, like everything in fruition, abundance in all areas, fulfillment, everything in its place. And the 10 of cups is emotions overflowing. All your cups are full. Everything is more than you could ever even have imagined, more satisfying, more gratifying, more emotionally fulfilling than you could ever believe. I promise you that is coming if you stay the course, if you don't let those setbacks deter you, if you keep getting up each time, don't get scared away by these storms that the eclipse is pulling in. Just keep going. You got this. All right, you guys, I got to tap out. I'm done. I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend. And again, I'm releasing the episode on Monday that's just all about the eclipse. You can listen to it if you like. The eclipse peaks. It hits totality at 2:21. So that means it'll be totaling. The sun will be completely blocked by the moon at 2:22. So that's kind of cool. Because I think the eclipse lasts about 5 minutes or so, like total darkness if you're in totality. Eastern time, just mind you, Eastern time. So yeah. Be safe, have fun, and get ready for the good stuff, because I promise it's coming. If you're going through the shit like I am, don't worry. It's going to get better. If things are going good, great. Enjoy it. Sail with it. Help out your brothers and sisters who are struggling right now, because there's many of us. And that's about all I got, everybody. So I hope this was helpful. Much love to you all. Take care.
That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.